Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I'm giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today I'm going to give you a recipe for Greek salad. Now, it doesn't necessarily have to be Greek.
Yeah, it does.
You can make it Dr. Fitness way, and you can change it from Spanish, Greek, Israeli.
What makes it Greek?
I don't know what makes it Greek or not.
Olives?
It looks like the ingredients. Whenever I think of Greek, I think of feta cheese.
Right.
That's the thing I think that
makes
it Greek.
Right.
But I don't like feta cheese.
So I'm
going to spin it a little bit differently. I'm going to say, you know what, when it comes to the cheese part, we're going to throw a little Dr. Fitness spin on it. But what you need is you need some tomatoes, about 6 tomatoes. Chop them up fine, ripe, coarsely chop them. Cucumbers, get 3 of those. 1 big red onion. I love red onions.
Really?
Oh, man, I love those. You know the thing about red onions for some reason? When I eat a red onion, I'm full. I don't know what
really?
It is. Yeah, red onions fill me up. You want to get about...
Like a blooming onion?
No, not that. No, I'm talking about just plain onions. Greek olives, about 6-7 ounces of them. You can get the marinated ones, too. Sweet bell pepper, get a couple of those. Some oregano, some salt. Olive oil, about a half a cup or extra virgin. And some lemon juice. You put that all in a big pot. You stir it all around. You got yourself...
You cook it?
No.
That's a salad.
It's done. Now we're talking... Here's the thing. Dr. Fitness, when it comes to Dr. Fitness recipes and cooking, it's the preparation. It's the chopping of the vegetables.
Really,
that's what it comes down to. I don't like to cook a lot. But if you get this together, you're going to find that it's...
So you said no cheese.
No. I'm saying that feta cheese for a Greek salad, or I like to roll with... I'll take cubes of mozzarella, fresh mozzarella. Or the other thing I like is, let's see, smoked Gouda cheese. And you can vary this up. All the other ingredients, they're rock solid. You can keep those in there. And I love the mixture of cheese, olive oil, some oregano, and balsamic vinegar. You can get a little crazy with a little bit of balsamic vinegar.
Yeah.
You don't need a lot of it. That balsamic vinegar is very strong. A little dab will do you. A little bit of that balsamic vinegar. And I'll tell you, you got a great recipe for... And that could be almost like a meal.
Right. Throw some meat in. You got a meal.
Right. Throw some meat in there. Throw some salami.
There you go. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.